Hi, my name is James, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Like so many of us, Star Wars has always been an indelible part of my life. One of my earliest memories in the early 80s is the excitement I felt as my parents set our new VCR to tape A New Hope as it aired on TV. In the years to come, I about wore that VHS tape out. I watched it so many times that not only did I have every line of the movie memorized, but the commercials as well. I can clearly remember how the music swelled while Luke stared at the dual sunsets, the wonder as Obi-Wan gave Luke his father's lightsaber, and the excitement of the X-Wings hurtling down the Death Star's trench. Many times I would often fast forward to my favorite parts, usually the scenes with Han, Luke, and Leia on the Death Star, and the X-Wings tangling with TIE fighters. Then I would head to my backyard with my plastic lightsaber to take on legions of stormtroopers and defeat Darth Vader once and for all. As the years have gone by, my love for Star Wars has not diminished in the slightest. In fact, I was just enjoying John Williams' Binary Sunset score while driving home from work. Decades ago, when we only had the original trilogy to watch, I never imagined what we would have now. Prequel and sequel trilogies, even more movies on the way, cartoons, Legos, Lego cartoons, video games, RPGs, and so much more to come. As much as I'm enjoying all the new stories from a galaxy far, far away, I'm enjoying sharing the experience with my own children even more. I held my daughter in my lap as she watched A New Hope for the first time. My sons have loved the Freemaker Chronicles, and family lightsaber fights have become a regular occurrence in my house. Sharing what we love with those we love is an important part of life. Sharing our passions with our children and hoping they enjoy them as well is the hope of nearly every parent. The most important passion we can impart to them is a love of the Word and a desire to seek after God. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." As much as I want my kids to love Star Wars, I want to see them grow up to love Jesus so much more. So I need to show them how to pray, how to read the Bible, and trust in the Lord. Deuteronomy 6:5-7 states, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Take to heart these words that I give you today. Repeat them to your children. Talk about them when you're at home or away, when you lie down or when you get up." Children are great imitators, so give them something great to imitate. I love being a geek dad. And as my children grow to learn the ways of the Force, they'll learn the ways of our Lord first and the love He has for us. David tells us in Psalm 28:2-4, "I will open my mouth with a parable. I will utter hidden things, things from of old, things we have heard and known, things our ancestors have told us. We will not hide them from our children. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, His power, and the wonders He has done." That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more, please hit the subscribe button and join our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm James for your Daily Nerd Devo, and remember, may the Fourth be with you, always.